Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you all for joining in. Thank you all for taking the time out on this Monday night to be a part of Blog Talk Radio Ministry through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. This is the second Monday of the month, and you all know that means our speaker tonight is Servant Pastor Troy Thomas. I just want to say I'm excited. I'm on edge. I'm waiting to see what the word will be tonight because I know that it's going to edify our souls, lift our spirits, and put a hallelujah in our mouth. I just want to thank God for what's coming forward. With us being ready to get into the word, I'm going to check and see if the man of God is on the line. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay, so we're going to wait a little longer. I know he's probably setting up for the ministry on tonight before he comes forth. I'm just waiting to see what's going to come out the man of God's mouth concerning the body of Christ. God is so good and he's so faithful that we know that he said every knee must bow and every tongue will confess that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. So with that being said, we know that we need to have our papers, pencils, Bibles, whatever it is that we need to take notes, we need to get that and be ready for to take down the word of God and to just, if you want to, just turn up your speaker, turn up the phone or whatever you listen to the service through, turn it up. And don't forget, an hour after the program is over, you can go back into the archives and you can listen to it again. If the man of God is doing Facebook, you can pull it up on his Facebook page at any time, and you can go back and review the word. And we just want to say to you again, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on tonight. Our foundational scripture says in Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, we know we are seeking the kingdom of God. We know that we're seeking his righteousness, and we're just looking for all the other things to be added unto us. So I'm going to check to see if with the man of God again to see if he's on the line. Man of God, Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay. Well, we're going to proceed on, and when he comes on the line, he will let us know that he's on the line. I'm just thanking God for this Monday night. I'm thanking him that the fireworks are stopped. I'm going to thank God for that. I'm glad we don't have no fireworks popping off tonight. And God, if anybody's thinking about popping them off, let it hold up after the program is over. We want to say to God be the glory. We're going to just take this moment and we're going to stop. And we're going to acknowledge God in prayer. We're going to just do what we need to do because no matter what we do, we know that we have to invite God into our life daily. We know that we have to just acknowledge him daily. We shouldn't start our day off without saying thank you, Lord. We shouldn't end our day without saying thank you, Lord. We should not even go through our day without giving God the thanks. Before we eat, before we move, and before we sit down, walk around, or whatever, we need to be giving God thanks all day long because we know that in this time, age, and date, people are going through situations, and they really, the Word of God said their heart is going to wax cold. People seem like they don't care no more, but we know that we have the power. We have the power of prayer that we can pray and ask God to turn it around. How many of you all could agree with me and know that God can turn anything and everything around? All we have to do is touch and agree and just be on God's favor side because we know favor ain't fair. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But what I mean by be on God's favor side, when you know his word and you hide it in his heart, you got favor right there. So you have that on your side because you are a walking epistle read of all men. You are able to do what his words say. Stand on faith. That's what we're able to do. So let's begin to pray. Father God, we come before you on this day, on this evening, and we ask you to forgive us, oh God, of every sin, sin of willingness, sin of knowing, sin of not even assured, but we thought about maybe this not right. But God, every sin that did not give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, God, every sin that embarrassed you or the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, God, we just ask you to forgive us on this day. Give us another chance to get it right. God, we ask you to continually cover our families, continually bless our families, continually guide our family, hold our family, and protect our family. God, we ask you to protect our homes. We ask you to protect us in our homes. We ask you to protect us while we're sleeping. We ask you to protect us when we woke, God. We ask you to just protect us whatever we do in our home. When we're cooking, that we don't start a fire. When we're cooking, that nothing breaks out, boil out, or waste on us that could cause any harm, evil, danger, and death. God, we ask you to just cover our health. Cover the health of our children, God. We ask you for all of those that need your touching, all of them that need your breath, all of them that need your healing. God, we just ask you to do it for us right now, oh God. We ask you to cover us even when we think we don't need it or we're not even for sure. God, we just ask you to cover us, heal us, touch us, and do what only you can do. Thank you for healing those that you have healed thus far. Thank you for healing those that you are healing. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for our jobs, God. Thank you for our workplace. Cover us while we're going to work. Cover us while we're at work. Cover us while we're in work. Cover us while we're working, oh God. For we all do different things, and some may do the same, but God, each one of us operate different in that force or that field. God, we just ask you to cover us all today, God. We ask you to cover our churches, oh Lord. Open them back up, but God, if you don't, even through this, God, we're still going to be represented and recognized as the church, that wherever we go, we will preach your word, spread your word, praise your word, and prepare your word to give to the people in this time. God, get a hold to our mindsets. Let us take our minds off me, mine, I, and put our mind on you, on your will, God, that your will be done, that your will would have his will in our lives and everyone that's around us, God. Lead and guide us to do what you said to do, God. Let us decrease that you may increase, God. Increase our relationship with you, oh Lord. Increase our understanding that we have to understand and need to understand that you are God. In everything and anything that happens, God, you have to give it permission. God, keep us from walking out of your will. Keep us from walking out of your way. God, keep us from keeping our mind that's not stayed on you, because if we keep our mind on you, God, we would keep it in perfect peace. For God, we love you so. We love you so, and we throw our hands up and say, God, I surrender. God, put us under Holy Ghost arrest as of today, God. We're asking you to put us under Holy Ghost arrest so that we will walk in your will and your way. Everything that you have called us to be, God, allow us to walk in it. Want to walk in it, desire to walk in it, and pray to you that you give us the will to walk in it. For God, I ask you these things in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Amen and amen. Pastor, man of God, are you on the line? Pastor Troy Thomas, are you on the line yet? Apostle Elect Cecilia, are we having any problems with the lines, or is the pastor on the line, or no?
Only the Charlie's Angels.
Okay, I thank you for that. So we are going to continue on. At this time, I'm going to open up and ask Minister Sheila if she would like to pray with us and for us now. We're waiting for the pastor to come on the phone, but until he do, we would just go on with prayer. Minister Sheila, would you pray for us and with us now?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. just want to give honor to tonight's services. I want to give honor to all that is listening and might can have words, however they are listening. I just want to give honor to God for blessing us for another day that we are here. Because without him, we would not be here. Without him, we would not exist. But we need to know that we are here, talk of God and only talk of God. When we wake up, we need to say, Lord, thank you, because without him, we would not have seen today. For each day that you wake up, you must realize it's another new day, it's another birthday, it's another day to rise up and thank the Lord and to ask him to guide you and to lead you and to direct you and feed you with his guidance and his love and his instructions for today. Because he can always keep you in the right way. But you need to consider to contact and to carry yourself in the way of the Lord and to ask him to guide you and to lead you in the day and to instruct you to show you the way for him. Though we know when we wait, we thank the Lord, the devil will try to trick you, try to conceive you, try to make you think what you're doing that you will even feel and know that it's wrong. That it's God's way when you know he's just trying to control to break your faith, to take you away from the Father and Son, which we know that we belong to and we will not leave. And I just want to thank the God in heaven for being a true Father, a loving Father, and a merciful Father, and to lead me in all in the right way. And bless the families, the government, and all the people on the earth. The law enforcement, to let them know we are all one people. We are here for the human race, not just for your race, not just for one race. So God, we need your help, we need your guidance, and we need your blessings. And God, I ask you to please bless us to make up all this evilness, this hatredness, this racial, these sex crimes, hateful crimes, these demons just acting to break us from you. But God, we don't. No matter what we're going through, you can show us the way and you can lead us through all heartaches and pains and whatever is wrong. We need to turn it over to you and pray it up to you and ask you to praise us and bless us and show us the way. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you and I never can thank you enough. But Lord, I thank you and I thank you for blessing us all, for waking us up and giving us another day. Forever in your life and in your heart, I thank you for having us. Forever and ever. Amen. Back to you, Minister Serious Idol, right?
All right. Amen. Now, Apostle Elect, would you like to pray for us today?
I believe Pastor, Southern Pastor Troy is on the line.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm going to check to see if Pastor Troy is on the line. Pastor Troy, are you on the line?
I am. Give me a couple of minutes. I was actually I took a nap, and it turned it longer than the nap. So I'm trying to get myself, together a little bit before I go Facebook Live. Give me a few moments, and I'll be with you guys in 1 second, okay? I do apologize.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting on that, Apostle Alexis, do you have anything you would like to share with us on tonight?
I will just pray again, for there is always prayer in order. So I'll pray while Pastor Troy is getting ready. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. I thank you for every prayer that has already been prayed. God, I thank you for your leading and your guidance. I thank you for your miraculous power. I thank you for your favor. I thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing. God, I thank you for all that you're doing. Even in the midst of what this world is calling a pandemic, you're still saying, peace, be still. Give us the wisdom that surpasses all understanding, God. Teach us how to ask you for your wisdom and then to walk thereby. God, we ask you not only for your wisdom, that we would walk in your wisdom, God, but that we would share your wisdom with others. We thank you for the favor that you've applied to our lives, God. Our favor on our jobs, favor in our classrooms, favor in our families, favor everywhere we go, God. For we cannot make it without you, God. Thank you for teaching us how you're all-knowing. You're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. There is no greater thing than to be people that belong to you, God. Thank you for the gift of repentance. Thank you for the gift of restoration, restoring us back to you. Thank you for reviving us, God. Thank you for resurrecting our finances. Thank you for resurrecting our love, God, in the places that we need it. Thank you for teaching us about your forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness. God, we cannot thank you enough, for we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Thank you, God, that your word shall not return unto you void and that it shall be established in that for which you sent it. Thank you, God, for teaching us the importance of your word, for to even seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Thank you for teaching us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for your word being that all-consuming fire. We thank you, God, for teaching us who you are. You're our Adonai. You're our Savior. You're our Messiah. God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for you teaching us the power of unity just by showing us how the Trinity works together in perfect harmony, in absolute harmony, God. We thank you. And we adore you, God, and we cannot exalt you enough. We cannot praise you enough. We cannot confess you enough. We cannot introduce you to people enough. God, we cannot tell you how much we love you enough. I love you on today, God. I loved you on yesterday. And, God, I'll love you on tomorrow. Thank you for your agape love, which is the cure for all sicknesses and all disease and all infirmities. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for the man of God on tonight, how he's going to bless with the word of God and how he's going to bless us with the word from his belly that you placed in his belly that's going to deliver the nations, that's going to deliver your people, God. For not only do we need to be delivered from this or that, God, but we need to be delivered from the cares of this world, God, that we will know to thank you in everything, and to give thanks in everything, and know how to be helpful when we have that we can help people with, and God, most of all, to know how to be content when we have a little, content when we have just enough, and content when we're in the overflow, God. Teach us how to be a walking, living blessing. Yes, we need to be walking, living epistles of men, but we need to be a walking, living blessing, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for such wonderful, wonderful prayer from you and Minister Sheila. Thank you, too, for praying while we're preparing for the man of God. Man of God, are you ready now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, the three of us have prayed. We tried to set the atmosphere, and we're just waiting to let you do what God told you to do, so we loose the program into your hands on tonight. Go ahead, Pastor. Have your way.
Doing my Facebook Live. God bless you on this evening. God bless you for those that have come on here via Facebook Live, also as well as Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for being a part of what God has given us on tonight. I thank God for another day. Lord Jesus, I'm a little worn out from yesterday. We had a wonderful time. We had a joint service with Bishop Ken Green and the House of Healing Ministry from South Side of Chicago. And what a mighty move of God we had on yesterday. And we had some fellowship afterwards, and we kind of went a little late than normal with the fellowship. And we end up being up a lot later than we normally do. And so we came home and, you know, we call taking our church nap, I guess, you know. But we end up sleeping a lot longer than we wanted to. But our bodies was tired. But we enjoyed the fellowship. We enjoyed the move of God. We enjoyed how things went when we were in ministry and what God began to talk to us about on yesterday. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a part, another addition to what we talked about yesterday, another section of it, which God has given us to continue talking about the right connection. We're going to go to 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, and we're just going to talk a little bit. We're going to talk about the right connection. We were talking yesterday, we began to talk about how the connections that we have today are not as power-packed or power-connected as it should be. How we put it together was simply the fact that we are looking at today's society. We're looking at how things are going today and in the natural as well as the spiritual to see how we are following God's word, how we are connected with the spiritual Father, with Jesus Christ himself. Not only just naturally, I mean spiritually, as well as naturally. So before we move on, let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you. We give your name the praise. Father, we ask you for your anointing power that destroys the yoke. We ask you right now, Father, that you give us the words that need to be said for revelation, restoration, and Father, for strength and for freedom. We bind every demon and devil that tries to come against what you're doing. And Father, we give your name the praise, give your name the glory, and give your name the honor. Anoint our words. Put filters on our ears, on our eyes, and on our minds. That this purpose that you have gathered us today, Father, that it be fulfilled. And we give your name the praise, your name the glory and the honor, and it's thine and thine alone. We thank you for your power. In Jesus' name, amen. If you don't mind, I'm going to just tell the story. I'm not going to too much get completely into the, it's the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. It's from, you can read from the 14th verse to the 46th verse. It's a long chapter, but I just want to read, I'm going to read as I'm beginning to talk certain things. So that we can be connected. How is your power connected? Today's society, today's church, we seem to have lost the connection. We've seem to lost the connection with God. The scripture says we have a form of godliness, but we're denying the power thereof. In other words, we know about God, but we have not yet tapped into really connecting with him. Really being a part of who he is in a full position and not just in a temporary place or in an emotional place. Because we can tap in emotionally. But I want to tell you today that emotions have no intelligence. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, sometimes we're in, sometimes we're out. So here in this 18th chapter of 1 Kings, it's talking about Ahab and it's talking about Elijah and Baal and the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Jezebel. So in the midst of it, they gathered all together at Mount Carmel, and they begin to talk about who is the real God, who is the real power source, who is the real deal. You ever had some? We grew up and we had Nike, right? So then some of us poor folks, we couldn't afford Nike, so we had Psyche. They ain't say Nike, they said Psych on it. So we had Bobos, we had Buster Brown. We didn't have a real deal. We didn't have Reeboks and Nikes and Diadoras and Lottos. And we couldn't afford those things, but we had imitations. They sold imitations of these, the British Nikes. They sold imitation. What's the real thing? It's a song that says, in the word, it says, there's nothing like the real thing, baby. There's nothing like the real thing. So here it is. The prophets of Baal did not have the real thing. They had Baal. And so then here it is, and further down in the chapter, Elijah began to talk about, okay then, the 21st verse says this. It says, Elijah came to all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And all the people answered with no word. In other words, they couldn't answer the fact of, who was the real God? Because they have not connected with God. Elijah was saying, well, if the Lord is, if he's God, then you need to follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. So what they did, they decided, he said in 23rd verse, let them therefore give us two bullocks. Let them choose one bullock for themselves, cut it into pieces, lay it on the wood, and put a fire, put no fire under. And I will dress it, I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no fire in it. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered, said, it is well spoken. So here it is. Those, the prophets of Baal, the men, 450 of them, they begin to call on Baal. They begin to call on him from the early morning to well past noon. And they cried, oh, Baal, hear us. And there was no voice and there was no answer. And they begin to get, you know, just go on and on and on considering who they believe is God. Because they have not really experienced the real connection with the Lord himself. And the problem is, seen more often than not in God's house is, we have experienced somewhat of God, but not the real God himself. Because we have adapted to being okay with just a little bit, just a little dab of doing. I want to say this, growing up in school and in life itself, I became a kid that was just okay with just doing enough just to get back. Procrastinating, being slowful, not taking things as serious as I needed to take seriously. And what happened is, it begins to, from my childhood, it begins to go into my adulthood. And so I never experienced the things that I should have experienced in a fullness, because just a little bit was enough. Enough to get back. Enough to please people. Enough to please my parents. And somewhat use my gift just enough to get paid, my little money that I can get paid for playing the organ. Never took it to the point of seriousness to really honor the craft, to take it into consideration and to love the craft, to practice more often than I should, to give my gift completely back to God so that he can use it for his glory, because just a little bit was enough. And we have done God the same way in our lives, just enough, a little prayer. They say a little prayer, a little power, but much prayer, much power. We don't have no power because we don't pray enough. Most time we only pray when we want something from God, when we in need, when we feel some kind of way. We don't wake up in the morning just to thank him and give him glory and honor for what he's done, period. Not only for what he's done, for what he's about to do and what he's not already done in our life, in the expectation of God doing great things for us. So then here it is. These people begin to, they begin to call on Baal. He would not answer. In the 27th verse, it says, and it came to pass at noon, Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or pre-adventure. He's sleeping. He must be awake. The problem is, we don't have the real God, because the God that we serve is sleeping. With the God that's on the inside of us is sleeping. He only awakes on Sunday when we walk in God's house, or on Tuesday when we walk in God's house, or whenever we feel like we want to connect with him, then we plug it in and we connect with him. But we don't have a consistent connection with God. I asked him one day, how do you know when God is talking? Because he comes in a still, soft voice. We the ones making all the noise. We the ones that's doing this and doing that. We're distracted by life itself. We're distracted by what he said, what she said, what they did, how they did it. We're distracted by Jada Pickett and Will Smith. Because she's in an entanglement, so now we entangled. Because somebody else is entangled, now we entangled at the same time. So here it is, we have lost the connection with God. We cannot pray. We cannot pray the anointing of God down. We cannot sing the anointing of God now. We cannot worship the power of God down, because we have lost the connection with God himself. So then therefore, there's things that are missing in our life that should not be missing, but it is still yet missing. So in the midday, it says, when the midday was passed, they prophesied until the time of the offering was in the evening sacrifice. And there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any of that regard. Then Elijah said unto the people, come near to me. And all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. 31 says, Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And these stones he built on the altar in the name of the Lord. He made a trench about the altar as great as could contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock into pieces and laid them on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it in the burnt sacrifice, on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran down about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near. And he said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art the God of Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things by thy word. Hear me, O God. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou shalt have turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stone, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trenches. The man of God began to call to God, because those servants of Baal, the 450 prophets, the 400 prophets of Grove, they began to call down unto Baal, and nothing happened, no answer, no nothing. They said he must be asleep, must be talking, he must be on a journey, but he has not yet answered you, because you've been praying to him from early this morning. It is now the evening time of sacrifice, and he has yet answered you. The reason why he could not answer them, because they were not connected to the real God. It says right here, he is a God. He is a God. 27th verse says, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked him and cried and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. He is not the God. He is a God. Problem is, we have put people in a God position. You have lost the connection with the God and put people in the position of a God. Our children become a God because they have our full attention. Because we haven't taken the time to train our children. The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart. But they're departed from it because we have not trained them. But I told them, yeah, you told them, and you told them, and you told them, and you told them. And you said, and you said, and you told them, and you told them. My brother would say, Father Antoine Thomas would say, sometimes when he was preaching, we talk to our kids until they're blue in the face. And then what we would say to them becomes a song to them. What do you mean becomes a song? Like, I'm going to whoop you. 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 And we ain't whooped them yet. They don't believe that we're going to do anything because we do not keep our word. So they grow up disrespectful. They grow up dishonorable. They grow up not respecting life itself, no adult of their older generation. They don't respect themselves. They don't respect their teachers. They don't respect law because they haven't learned to respect us at home because we have not taught them to respect us at home. All we do is sing a song. We're saying what we're going to do. Talk, my mother put the message that says talk is cheap. You do a lot of talking, but ain't nothing going on. The prophets of Baal, they begin to do a whole lot of talking, but there was no action behind them because they were in the wrong connection. We have gone through life in this season, and you would think because of the pandemic that we have learned to change our connection with God. We have learned to change what we need to do in the midst of what's going on. I know that sometimes we have, and the truth of the matter is, Pastor Frank, we are now, we have in our own pandemic. We're having our own personal pandemic. We're having. I'm going through this, and oh my God, I can't take it. I need some help, and I need this, and I need that. But yet and still, you have not put yourself in the position to be connected with Christ. You have not put yourself in the position to hear what He has to say. For the Bible says, "Let them that have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Let them have an ear hear it." But we're not listening because we don't have an ear to hear truth. We don't want to hear the truth about it. We don't want to hear the truth about ourselves. We don't want to look in the mirror. Because we feel like it's all about us at that moment, at that time. We have not connected to the power source. We have not because we ask not. We have not asked God for real wisdom, because if we ask Him for real wisdom, then there becomes a responsibility and accountability that we must take on that we don't want to take on. We want to say, "I didn't know. I had no idea." As an excuse, the truth of the matter is you did know. You did have the resources. But you chose not to because you were slothful. You were wicked-hearted, wicked-minded. You were so busy being messy, so busy being nosy. You're so busy worried about what's going on. You're so busy worried about your your physical being, and you left out your spiritual being. Because I'm telling you right now, if you're connecting the spirit in the right way, it will help you get your natural man in order. So if you're experiencing your own personal pandemic, Pastor Frank, BK Thompson, BK Thompson, we're experiencing our own life. We're experiencing what's going on in us, and that has become our whole focus on life. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." It says, "Seek ye first." Seek God first. So when you seek Him first, the natural things going wrong in your life, the financial things going wrong in your life, the mental things are going wrong in your life, even the spiritual things are going wrong in your life, God can help you to deal with them if we connect to the right power source. Let me tell you something. The fact of the matter is your soul is not going to work unless it's plugged in to the right power source. What you mean, Pastor Toy? Because I can just plug it in. Sometimes those souls, let's just soul, certain souls, they have a different connected piece that you plug into. You can't plug it to a regular. It's not a regular end. It's a three prong, and it's one go this way, one go that way, and this go this way. So it looks like a smile and a happy face. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't have that right connection in the back of your soul, you got to go get it. You got to put in the right voltage in the back where that stove is, because you cannot take the regular voltage. You need a deeper power source, because you don't want it to blow the circuits in the house, that it keep pop. You got to keep going downstairs or whatever your circuit breaker is to keep connecting it, because you're plugged it in the wrong spot. So it's time to get connected to the right power source. You have to take a look at it and say, "This is not efficient. This is not enough." It's time for us to get connected in the right way. We've lost our connection. We've disconnected. Our life, what we're going through, has caused us to disconnect from God. Because we are just so consumed by stuff that God can handle for us if we allow Him to. Do me a favor and type at the bottom of the screen, those that are on here with Facebook, on me here with Facebook, and says, "I have to reconnect. I must reconnect." That's what I want to say. I must reconnect. Elijah let them know, yeah, you can scream all day long. You can cut yourself. You can moan. You can whine. You can do all of that. But you have not yet tapped into the right source. That's why he challenged them. If your God be God, then we'll serve Him. But if my God be God, then let's serve Him. So what ended up happening, he put them to the test. And the problem is God is putting them to the test, and you can't pass the test because you can't see the test. Because your connection is weak. Right, I was teaching them on yesterday at the church. I was talking about when T-Mobile went out a couple of weeks ago, and they was on Facebook talking about is something wrong with your phone? Any T-Mobile? Y'all got any connection? Y'all got any y'all got any signals? They didn't have no signals. Them T-Mobile, those T-Mobile clients and patients and phone users, they didn't have no connection. They was missing. But I told him, I said, I was fine because I had Verizon. My phone was working just fine in your personal pandemic, in your personal trial, right? But if you connect it to the right phone system, AT&T, Sprint, well, Sprint is not T-Mobile. Don't worry about Sprint. AT&T, if you connected to Verizon, you wouldn't have had them problems. If you were connected to God, Jesus Christ, the right person, at the right time, sometimes we think we're connected to Jesus, but we're connected to Jesus. What you mean? Watch this. Jesus is spelled J-E-S-U-S. Jesus is spelled J-E-S-U-S. Jesus, those times that we know Jesus is, the people that come and cut your grass, they do your landscape, they do your handiwork. But that's the Jesus that you hook up to, Jesus, if it's pronounced the right way. But we need to connect to Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of our life, of our heart, of our mind, and of our spirit. We lost the connection. We're missing out. There's one more point, and I'm done. I want to say this, that we have in our connection, we've got to a place of insecurity. We're insecure about our relationship. We're insecure about our connection with people. In marriage, we're insecure because we lost the connection. The Bible says, no longer twain, but one. In marriage, you're no longer individuals, but now together. And the fact of the matter is, we are still in an individual man frame. We're still in an individual a place when it comes to those we have connected with. When the last time you've been to counseling? In the black culture, in the black neighborhood, in the African American society, counseling is a cuss word. Because we don't want to tell people our personal problems. I want people in my business, but I want to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. People are already in your business. People are already in your business. Well, you say, how are they in my business, Pastor George? Because what's on the inside of you begins to exhibit itself on the outside of you. You think you're hiding it, but you're really not hiding it. If you're insecure, if you're controlling, if you're scary, if you're just crazy as it is, if you're lonely, if you're emotional, you exhibit who you are on the inside. Watch this. I often go places, and I talk to people, and I don't always say my name is Pastor Troy Thomas. I'm the pastor of the Fountain of Living Water Ministries, and we're located. I don't do all of that. I go in and I be who God made me for. And people often say to me, there's something about you. They begin to tell me about their personal issues and problems in life as a whole, right? And in the midst of that, they begin to share with me intimate issues, problems, and situations in their life. And they often say, I don't know why I'm saying these things to you. And I don't say nothing. And I just listen. And then they say, what do you think? How do you feel? I say, okay, then, well, let's talk this way. Let's talk about this. Let's look at this way. Let's connect here. Let's look at this way over there. And in the midst of all of that, God began to speak. Revelation. Instruction. Restoration. Peace. Freedom begins to come in the midst of it. And not one time have I said, my name is Pastor Troy Thomas. Unless they ask, they say, do you go to church? I say, yes, I do. They might say, well, so what role do you play in ministry or in church? Or whatever? I let them know I'm the pastor. They say, I know it's something about you because of my connection with Christ, because my heart is the place where, what does the God desire for me? How can I connect with him to get what I need from him? Because we're missing the connection. We're missing. Because guess what? The Bible says that he would open up us a window that we won't have room enough to receive. A window and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. But we can't stand under the window for standing at the back door or the front door or standing outside because we're not connected as we should be connected. Get reconnected, people of God. How do we get reconnected? Do what Elijah did. He prayed to God. He spoke and he said, listen, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, I need you now. I need you in my life. I need you in this space to show forth your glory, not just for me, for those around you. The Bible says that we should go to, that we are the light that sit on the hill that should not be here. We are the light that shines, that shows forth God, Jesus Christ, and our connection with him. But if we are disconnected because of life, we are so worried about our natural life that we have completely forgot about our soul. In this pandemic, as we were getting quarantined and be enclosed in, this is the time that we should have taken to talk to Jesus. So somebody said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He'll hear your faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Hear the prayer returning. Know that the fire is burning. Have a little talk with Jesus will make it right. But we don't talk to Jesus. We talk at him. And then when we talk to him, we just talk, talk, talk. Have you ever met somebody that every time you're on the phone with them, when you get around, all they do is just talk, 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 talk. When do you listen? When is the time for conversation? Because in conversation, talk, I talk. You talk, I listen. I talk, you listen. But we have not done that with Christ. So I'm encouraging you tonight to talk to God. Get reconnected. Plug back into the real power source. The Bible says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. We don't have no Holy Ghost. We ain't got no power. The church has lost its power. There were times that we could come into the church, Minister Margot, that we could come into church and one person, Pastor Frank, could sing a song. I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. Made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. On my knees I made a vow and I won't take it back. On my knees I made a vow and I won't take it back. And the fact of the matter is, as soon as somebody opened up their mouth to sing the verse of the song, the first part of the song, the church jumped on board and began to clap and sing along with them. Because they believed the Bible says, when any two or three gather in my name, that he'll be in the midst. So if their praise was something that they practiced all week, their connection with God was an all-week-long connection. It was not just Mr. Adelaine, or Adelaine Hamilton. It was not just on Sunday was the connection with God. It was a continuous connection all week long. Not just on Sunday morning, Tuesday or Wednesday Bible study. Maybe a pastor got to preach during the week. That was the only time you connect. Think about this. If you only plug your phone up 3 days a week, could you use it all day? Would it work? If you plugged your car 3 days a week, how long could you drive on that battery? It has to be connected continuously to the power source. Put your phone on a charger and let it fully charge. Hallelujah, I feel you, Jesus. You have to get fully charged in the Holy Ghost. You have to get fully charged in God. But that comes with prayer and fasting and praise and worship. And not only with those things, with talking to God, but listening to what God has said. Once again, let us pray. We got to get charged. And when we feel that our battery is getting low, let's recharge. Let's recharge. Let's recharge. Let us recharge and get back connected with Christ. I love you and I appreciate you. Thank God for you, those that are on here with Facebook Live and also with Blog Talk Radio. I know we didn't talk long tonight. We're still tired in our bodies and we just want to give you what God has given us, a little snippet from what we happened yesterday. Was we have to get connected. When you've lost your connection, the power of connection is astronomical. It is wonderful. It brings peace. It brings joy. It brings the positive things that we need in our life. But we have to stay connected. We have to recharge. There was a mother. Some of us know her. Some of us don't, named Mother Estelle Boyd. And what would happen is, we come to her and say, baby, it's time to get charged. Charged. It's time for us to get recharged. One, we get filled with the Holy Ghost. We get many, one baptism, but many refilling. one baptism, but many refillings. You got to get recharged and stay charged in the Holy Ghost. I love you and I appreciate you. And as I always say, hashtag let us pray. Let's get recharged. God bless.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, man of God, for that word. I said earlier I was excited to hear what God had put in you for to share with us on tonight. I thank God for the message, the right connection. Who are you connected to? I thank God for you teaching us and telling us to go back and get recharged, make the right connection. At this time, I know the lines are open, and I'm going to say anybody that wants to speak right now into the man of God to let him know how he encouraged you on tonight, please speak now.
Good evening, good evening. I just want to, excuse me, tell Pastor Troy, I thank you for the words. I thank you because we all need to be reconnected. We all need to make sure we charge ourselves up to the right one because we are all got a little evil ways that we need to throw back and tell the devil he can keep them because right now we all need to recharge ourselves and go the right way because these demons, these virus, this ugliness out here is after us all. But if we don't learn and understand which way to go, we all will be lost where they are trying to make us. But I thank you for letting the word come through that we all need to go and recharge ourselves. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. Is there anyone else at this time?
Servant Pastor Troy. Servant Pastor Troy. One more time. Pastor Troy, now you know, Lord have mercy, thank you for the confirmation, oh my goodness, thank you, thank you, thank you. On Sunday, we prayed, and God just let me know, he said, Cecilia, on these Sundays, you're going to be praying, and I was just like, okay, Lord, and I let everyone know, we're going to be praying until God says, stop praying. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, because there was that one time in our lives and things that Apostle taught us and our parents taught us and so many, we knew to pray, pray, pray. But sometimes we just, like you said, we're not staying connected to him because we're not talking to him, we're talking at him, and we're not listening for him to respond. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Troy. If didn't nobody else get it, I thank you for the confirmation. It was food and dessert and everything else. Thank you, man of God.
Yes. Thank you, Apostle-elect, for your words of inspiration and encouragement to the man of God. Is there anyone else at this time? Well, Pastor, this is Renee again. I'm just going to say from this point forward, whenever the devil try to bring up doubts or you know how you would say, well, the devil doing this, I will no longer talk about what the devil's doing or what the devil did. It's all about who my connection is with. Because if I got the right connection, I don't need to know what he did, what he's trying to do, or what he said. Like you said, with T-Mobile, then there wasn't the right connection. I thank God my connection is with AT&T because I didn't have no problems with my phone. I want to keep the right connection. So when the problems do come up, I ain't trying to hear that. Don't tell me what this happened. Tell me what the solution was. Did you pray? What did God say? What did you pray about? How did you present it to God? Are you waiting for his answer? I thank you. I thank you for letting me know. He will open up a window. That's why I need to know. When I pray to him, I have to sit back and wait for his answer, a answer to my prayers. I thank you for that. I thank you for what you taught us on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you. Oh. Is anyone else on the line would like to speak to the pastor on tonight? Okay, Pastor, do you have any cheap
plugs? I just want to know when the encore going to be, Pastor Troy. When is the encore? Woo!
We can encore next Sunday. Just let me know. We y'all want me to encore. I'll encore.
This Sunday or next Sunday, you say?
This Sunday, whatever day y'all want me to encore, we can encore.
Okay.
Amen.
We'll get back with you if you're going to do it for Blog Talk. I may have to call you on Friday to see if you want to encore with me on Friday.
Let's do it.
Okay, then. Don't say it now. You
I
know
think
I
heard him say he's Friday and Sunday. I think I heard, well, don't let me put words in his mouth.
I told him, watch what he say. Now you know I'll call him. Do you have any cheap plugs you would like to plug with us on tonight, man of God?
No. I'm just glad to be considered got one of God's chosen few. That's all.
All right, now. I want to say thank you for the word on tonight. You said that you was giving us something that you all had talked about. Well, it was new for us, and it was marvelous. It was marvelous in my ears. You know, the word said, let them have ears hear what was said to the body of Christ on tonight, and I heard it. When I started off with our prayer before we started the service, God told me to pray Matthew 6:33. And when I heard you repeat that on tonight, I said, God, I know I heard you. I know I heard you. God has given us instructions, and like you said, all we got to do is connect with him. When you know that you heard God, don't be like, why? No, just do what he said when he said do it. Start it off with saying, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We know that that's our foundational scripture, but that is the start of him telling us how to not just reconnect with him, to stay connected to him, to seek him first, his kingdom. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I can't do nothing but say, God, I thank you. I'm so glad to know that's what we have going on. I'm just so glad everybody that listened in on tonight. Don't forget, we're here every Monday from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here on Fridays from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk. Myself, Minister Sylvia, and Prophet Antoine Thomas, we split Fridays. I have the first and third. He has the second and fourth. We want to say don't forget to tune in on Sunday mornings with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, with the 9:30 a.m. service, Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we just want to say, you all, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. But you know in your heart, this is good ground. This is a very anointed service that we have Sunday, Mondays, and Fridays. Keep tuning in. Keep listening, because each time the men and women of God speak on this line, you will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor, would you pray us out on tonight? And I pray to God give you rest and cover your body and your family on tonight and every night from this point.
Yes, Father, we thank you, we glorify you, give your name to praise. Father, we thank you for the word that you have given us on tonight for reconnection. Not only, Father, get reconnected, but get recharged. Father, sometimes this physical body is weak and our spirits get weak, but Father, we know that if we have the right connection with you, that you are the right power source. And so where we may be weak, you give us the strength for us to be strong in the midst of any and everything. And, Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. We come against Satan that tries to attack our physical body, our mental, emotional, and even our spiritual. Father, we thank you and we glorify you that you give us what we need in the time, not only of this pandemic of the world today, but of our personal pandemic, our personal issues. That, Father, you give us every tool that we need to be successful in any shape, form, or fashion. And we give your name the praise. Father, as we lay it down tonight, give us the rest in our bodies that we need so that we can recharge for the morning, for the tomorrow's duties and what we have to do it for. For this, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone.